Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 273. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm completely sober.
Completely, 100%. We could make him walk in a straight line.
That's right, right into the wall.
And Jeff.
And I'm soon to be unsober. I'm working on it.
Maybe for the first time in history, less drunk than Tony. So.
Yeah. It might be just for like 10 minutes or so. Right,
but it's happened. Like, we can document this back now.
Took 5 minutes.
I went to happy hour. Happy hour lasted longer than an hour.
It always does.
I love it.
Let's get into this. Let's talk some games. Jeff, you played Rock Band.
Yeah, I picked it up.
Rock
you
out.
Told me not to because I don't listen to what people tell me. No, it's really fun. Like, I'm happy I picked it up. What can I say about it?
Words.
I'll just throw a couple things out there. I do think that the track list could be a little better.
It's okay.
But here's the problem, and this is the thing that's going to just curse me, is the very first night, my girlfriend made me download a Miranda Lambert song. And all these songs are $2 a piece, mind you. And we've downloaded, like, 10 songs since. And I have a feeling that's going to keep going. Like, we have a list of, like, 200 songs on our wish list.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's a problem.
So you have $400 worth of songs on your list.
Yes, dude. For, like, a game I've already spent $130 on.
And that might be – it's the best thing ever, that wish list, but it might also be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to be like, oh, like, I'll buy the song or whatever, and then you totally forget about it and move on. But now it's just like – oh, well, now I have $10 on the account. Like, let's go see what's on the wish list.
Yeah. And next thing you know, and I can see, too, why you, like, would want to upgrade to this version so that you could, like, carry that stuff over. Like, I just know, the next thing I know, I'm going to be invested 200 deep on the songs. Ah, what the fuck?
And then you're locked in forever.
Yeah, like, you want that. Like, but it's good that they're there.
I'm going drag racing, guys.
It's good that stuff's there, though, because, like, there's a lot of cool stuff. Unfortunately, my girlfriend, like, we bought, like, a $15 gift card.
Yeah.
She's terrifying.
There's this guy.
He lives in Mad Max.
Right.
There's this guy who lives in my complex who has this truck. It's one of those ones that can, like, operate underwater and, like...
It's
whatever.
Like really powerful.
It's really powerful, and he drives it around because he has a small penis or whatever he does. So at some point every night, he just starts, like, driving it around the lot. Like, he just moves it from one parking spot to another and then stops. But he revs the engine every time and makes that annoying sound. Drives us nuts.
Oh, whatever. All right, Jeff.
So all right, yes.
You guys are enjoying Rock Band.
Well, as I was saying, so we bought a $15 gift card, and we were passing the controller back and forth, picking a song each till that money ran out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking songs like one of the ones I picked was Ziggy Stardust, because I remember that from the first Guitar Hero. Gotta have it, right? And stuff like Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, and these really fun songs. Right. And some of the songs that she picked were Cranberries, Linger.
All right.
Your favorite.
Trying to think of what else.
She's picking songs that she can sing, or she wants to sing.
And she likes them, too. Like,
right.
She was super excited
it's
about
okay.
Linger. Some other country garbage. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind right now. But every time she, like, and the Cranberries is the very first song she picked. I was like, really? You want to waste one of your picks on Linger? She's like, yeah, I love that. I was like, although, one of the country songs, the Miranda Lambert one that she picked, I kind of like now. That's a really weird and awesome thing about Rock Band, is it can make you appreciate music or songs that you wouldn't normally not.
In a way that, yeah, like, because you wouldn't normally give it the time of day to listen to, and you don't
or
really...
you listen to it, you're not hearing it the way you would when you're playing it, like,
right.
When you're having active influence on it, so... Like, there's already been a couple, like, there's one song on the track list called, it's like by a band called Lucius, I like, and I would never have heard it before, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
There are some weird choices on the disc. There's some good ones, too, though.
Yeah, it could be better, whatever, but So that's been a really fun part, is just, like, finding new songs. I'm a little disappointed. No fucking Bruce. What the fuck? Like, not even on the DLC. Ooh.
No, I don't think he's ever licensed his music to Rock Band.
I had three huge disappointments. No Bruce, no Metric, no Taylor Swift. What the fuck?
Well, Taylor Swift, I mean, that's probably something that...
It's probably her.
Obviously, she would have to license her shit out, but probably. But when Rock Band hit it big, she wasn't. She was big like 5 years ago, but she wasn't as big as she is now. And I don't think there would have been much like point in having her in the game at that. And then, you know, this just came out, but I don't know if Harmonix has the pull to get. Although they did get U2, and like, I mean.
Well, U2 seems a little desperate.
U2 just gives away their music for free.
That's
now,
true. They do just give away their shit for free. So, I mean, but they are also, like, I mean, in terms of touring acts, they are one of the biggest touring acts around. Like, I'm not a huge U2 fan, but.
Once I dip into the DLC again, I'm definitely gonna be hitting up the Pixies. They had a nice shitload of Pixies and a nice shitload of Queen, and
I have a lot of the Queen tracks, and they're a ton of fun to play.
Oh, they're so great, and that's why I'm picking. Another one I picked that I love this song is "The Greatest Man That Ever Lived" by Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great song, so I don't even care how fun it is to play, but it was fun to play as well. It's funny to hear my girlfriend, because I have her singing, like, sing that, "I am the greatest man that ever lived." Great. All right, so two other things I wanted to touch on this. One of them was the mic. It seems like, I don't know, I didn't even realize after a while. I thought that's just how it was. Like, her voice is not coming out of the TV.
You could set that there is a way to, there's a setting.
Okay. I looked into that tonight, and I changed it, but I didn't test it. So I don't know if it's going to. I heard that the mic that I have, the SingStar mic, is not great for it. Like, it's not a good mic, but it's working. And if I can't get it working, I just won't tell her it's supposed to be that way, and she'll be fine. What was the other thing about it? Oh, and I remember how you were saying, like, you didn't really like the freestyle solos.
No, I do. I do like the I wasn't sure about them, but
I love them, dude, because it makes you feel like you are playing and, like, having control of the song.
See,
it's
like,
awesome.
when we talked last week, I liked them, but I didn't know how they would play with other people. You. Well, I didn't know if they would, like, find it cool, but I played on Friday. We had, like, our normal, like, Rock Band group, got them back together, and everyone loved it. Like, they thought it was fantastic.
Did you tell them how to play it?
They pretty much grasped it. Like,
you could kind of tell what's telling you to do.
Yeah, like they were like, oh, like I mean, in fact, you don't have to do what it's telling you to do anyway.
Well, that's why I was asking. That's why I was asking whether you told them.
But I did. Like, at some point, like, they were like, oh, like, so it was like, you know, the half notes, quarter notes, and then like the kind of like freestyle sections for you to do whatever you want in there, whether you want to hold it as a long note or actually play, and then the blues are the top of top of the guitar, and are at the bottom. The oranges are at the bottom. So
there is a good tutorial in the game. That's how I learned how to play. Obviously, but when I showed my girlfriend it, like, I never played a guitar, and I taught her. Like, I was just telling her what to do. Like, now you go 1-2-1-2-1-2, or 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. You know,
right.
Whatever. But once you grasp it, it's so cool, dude. Like, it feels like you're writing part of the song. It's awesome. It really makes you feel like you are fucking around and doing a solo on a guitar.
Yeah, it's for awesome. Probably, like, I mean, that's always been the intention of these games, is to kind of give you that, like, feeling of you playing in a band or playing guitar. And it does a good job outside of that, but these really add that element of, like, hey, I'm actually performing. This is actually me doing it.
Yeah.
It's me creating the solo, which is just fun aspect to it.
Dude, it's a great addition. Like, I really, like, I have the most fun when they let me do those freestyle solos. And it was weird, because, like, one time I selected a song, and somehow, like, I don't know how the options got changed, but it switched to, like, the way it used to be, which I totally forgot it was even in there. And I was like, what the fuck? Where's my freestyle? Like, what's this thing counting up? Like, I switched it right back, like, the old way is not as good as this. This is really cool. So, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I think it's really, really, really good. The one thing that I'm like kind of hung up on, I guess the two things is like the character creation kind of sucks. Especially like if you're playing by yourself, so you're left with your bandmates are, you know, the preset characters that they've created, and they're all weird for the most part. And then the actual campaign, it kind of feels like Rock Band 2 light. Like it's not, I don't love it, but it's serviceable. It does its job to get you playing the song.
See,
so.
I'm playing the campaign and I'm like, kind of like, what's the point? I have all the songs.
Yeah, it's kind of exactly. It's like you're not unlocking anything. I mean, you are like in the store, like you're getting
cosmetic stuff.
You're getting money towards towards your look or whatever, and you're unlocking new guitars or new drums or things, but it's not like super impressive, like that side of it.
Does the career use your DLC at all?
Yes,
it does. Because I've always seen it goes checking your DLC, but I've not had a single track yet that was my DLC.
There's ones where, like, you'll actually choose the songs flat out. Like, it'll give you your whole life. There's times like that. There's other times where it gives you a list of songs. There's other times where you'll vote on which ones you get. And for me, because I have so much DLC, I end up with playing a lot of my DLC in the campaign.
Okay.
You probably, just starting out with your DLC, you're not going to get quite as many of those options.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's fun, so.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I suck.
Yeah. I'm a medium player at best, throwing it out there. I remember why I stopped playing these games a lot. It's because my girlfriend and my best friend at the time were way better than me. And I, like, started to hate them for it. And I started, like, I tried playing a song on Hard Today that was supposed to be, like, an easy guitar song, and I failed within a minute. So,
to me, it's like, play where you're comfortable.
That's what I feel too. Like, it doesn't just, it's a game to have fun anyways. It shouldn't be something you take too seriously.
Right. Either of you play the Battlefront beta? I know Jeff, you had played a little bit.
And I had not gone back, so it's not farewell for it.
But by the time I got the opportunity to play, it was over.
I love it.
You love it?
It's
good.
I like it too. It's good.
Oh,
Fozzie, who is that?
Look who it is.
I see how it is. You guys just start without me. Didn't even text me.
That's okay. You just missed our weekly Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
But Fozzie, you played the Battlefront beta?
I did, yeah.
I thought it was really good.
I liked it. I don't know. I know some people thought it wasn't fast-paced enough, but it feels like Battlefront, which is nice. I didn't play the Walker Assault, but I watched people play it.
I did. That mode is... it is way tilted on the side of the Imperials. It's, like, impossibly hard for the Rebels to win. Yep. But I still had fun playing.
I guess, like... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when I played something else I didn't mention last week, I don't know if you guys played it, the single player?
Yeah, the...
it's, like,
kind of the co-op horde mode... wave-based thing. That was fun.
Yeah, it's horde mode. Just throw it out there. I just didn't know if you guys got to play that one.
I never played it. I didn't play that one either, fortunately.
It's alright.
What I don't like about that is that it doesn't impact your rank. It doesn't upgrade you, so you're not unlocking things as you play it. It was the only thing I really like took away from not liking that side of it. But it was fun.
It's good that it's there, for sure.
Totally playable single player, so... Fozzie, what else did you come out of the beta thinking?
It really depends. I wasn't able to play with anyone per se. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the fact that they're putting the beta out, you know, because again, with ICE and all them, you always have to wonder as far as like how the playability is going to be. I saw there's definitely some parts where I was lagging, but it felt pretty good, pretty smooth. So and I guess another thing that I don't like about the other, like the Battlefield games, is how slow the level progression felt. So this game, it felt a little better.
Yeah, it's not super fast, but it's
Right.
faster than Battlefield.
Right. Which I don't, yeah, which is okay. Like, it needs to find a good mix. Because Call of Duty may have been a little bit too fast, and then Battlefield was too long. So, if you could find a good median between those two, that'd be good. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It's Star Wars, which is always great. There's always a great appeal for that, me personally.
Yeah, it was cool, shooting stormtroopers and throwing thermal detonators and just running over like downed TIE fighters on that. What was it, the Sullust map, which is kind of like a, it was 10 versus 10. You're capturing pods. Like it was, I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like Star Wars going on the periphery.
Yeah.
Like if you look up at the sky, there's like a Star Destroyer and like there's a space battle going on above your head. Like, and it's just like it has no impact on the level. It's just it's there, gives you this feeling of like, hey, this actually is Star Wars. It's just not a Battlefield skin, although it really is just a Battlefield skin. But I mean, some of the things too, like it, there's no ammo. So weapons, like the lasers overheat. And then there's like I think Jeff said there's like a Gears of War mechanic where like you can kind of flush the coolant or whatever to make it go down quicker. And there's the card system, which Jeff talked about last week. So you can, as you progress, you unlock cards that you can then use to build your loadout. So the first one I think you unlock is like a thermal detonator. Then you unlock like a, I think a carbine rifle. Which is almost like a sniper rifle, and they all have like unlimited uses, which I do find a little weird with the thermal detonators. Like, why would you be
Sure.
able to keep? Like, why would you have an unlimited supply of thermal detonators?
That's
Right.
awesome,
Yeah. But because it is awesome, but it's still a little goofy. And then like the carbine rifle, like it's on like a 7 second recharge, so it's actually pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think they may want to like maybe double that up so that you're not able to
Yeah,
use it as quick, but
around 15 seconds. Yeah, I thought that there was a good median though. It's like, okay. If you want to snipe, there's that sniping aspect,
yeah,
but it's not necessarily the whole function of the game.
right.
And the map is not nearly as big as like Battlefield maps, so it's good. It's very kind of mid to close range shooting. The only thing I hated about that level was going to those fucking pits, getting stuck,
Oh yeah, 'cause
and
like
like
you would actually drain health
yeah.
because I don't know why, but
I guess it was like boiling hot liquid or whatever, but
yeah.
and then it would be tough because you'd go onto like the tall part or like you'd fall down, so you're trying to jump out. It's not letting you jump out, and it's frustrating. But oh,
That's a matter of learning the level though, and learning the tricks
yeah. I
about
mean,
it, I
that's my only
guess.
complaint. But yeah, I mean, again, I think that it was very, I guess, hit or miss as far as people liked it or not. But
Yeah, there are a
I
lot of people
enjoyed
like,
it.
oh, I didn't like it at all. Like, okay, I mean that's fine. I really
But
enjoyed it though,
again,
I will
yeah,
admit.
I think it depends on people that are. I mean, for me, I like the fact that it doesn't play like the newer type first. Like every first person shooter now is so fast paced. There's even like Call of Duty has, taken
Especially Call of
that.
Duty.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Call of Duty. Like they're not even the first to do it. They just like stole other people's ideas and. It's kind of nice to be like, okay, I can actually sit back, kill some guys, and kind of have a feel of like a last gen first person shooter. Because again, there's so many other first person shooters that are already fast paced. It's good to have one that offers a variety.
What did you guys think of like pickups being left around the map? Like the vehicles even, like those would be your
I
power
never
ups.
got a vehicle,
Oh, really?
and that's one of the things that like I was kind of like upset about was like I wish that I had had a chance to fly like an X-wing or a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
And I also think that it should be like Battlefield, like where you're getting your ships from the hangar or
Sure. Like, how cool would that be? Like, I don't know. Obviously, they wouldn't have something like that, but if there's just like a pure space battle, like everyone's in the hangar together,
right?
Get in your hangar, then you like fly out like into the, you know,
because there is going to be, like vehicle only maps.
Oh, is there? Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Like, I don't know if you saw in the beta, like there was a lot of stuff grayed out on the menu.
I wish we could have had one of those. Because, like, I did get vehicles, but I never felt like I was in them long enough. I'd be like, whoops, and I'd crash into something, and I'm like, God right. damn it, that's what I wanted the whole time.
And, like, for me, like, I don't know if you guys ever played the, in Battlefield 3 or Battlefield 4, they have, like, aerial-only maps, like an aerial-only mode. And I thought that was the best way to learn. Battlefield awesome. 4 definitely has an aerial-only
mode. Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's the best way to, like, learn how to actually fly that, like, because they're... The controls in Battlefield for the flying vehicles is actually not easy. They take a little getting used to. So I found that to be like the best way to learn how to fly them. And the way this is set up with them being kind of drops at pods, if your team isn't capturing pods, which the cops are coming.
What up?
They finally come for me. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Tony.
Prime is over.
I don't like with the pods being there. Like your team has to be capturing them, and if they're not, you're not going to get like that drop. You're not going to get like the power up. You're not going to get the vehicle, the rocket launcher, and that could really, really hurt your team a lot. So I think people are going to need to learn how to play the game. Like, so that you can get those things.
Right.
And the animation for how, like, you go into the power-ups, I mean, I'm sure you've all seen the...
You can get killed during it,
You can get killed going into and the power-up?
I was doing the animation to go into the power-up, and then someone killed me. I was so pissed off. Because it was a vehicle. Like, it was, like, an X-Wing or something. I was like, you fucking asshole.
So like I find it really weird that like you go into this kind of like kneeling position or something to
should be instant.
Don't load into it. Like, and it's really weird, especially when like Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader like spawn in and they're like kneeling down. And there's tons of videos out there of like after like Luke or Darth Vader has been defeated, they kneel down to kind of disappear and bring the other guy back to spawn. And people don't know what's going on, so they're shooting. They're shooting at him in that animation. It's like he's already dead.
Right. So
you're just kind of wasting your time. I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to it in like a month. So
I don't know if I get it.
I just realized there's a lot of games coming out really soon.
Yep.
I'm starting to get nervous because it's like, oh man, I didn't anticipate Assassin's Creed's coming out soon. And then
yeah, I might have to cut Assassin's Creed, even though I'm I'm actually more excited about this one than I have been in the past few years for it. But it might have to go because I still haven't played Unity.
Yeah.
Halo. Yeah, the thing that I kind of hate, and it's like probably why people try to justify having multiplayer in their games now. That I can take a single player game like Assassin's Creed, and since it's just single player, I can say, okay, I'll come back to this, right? Like, I don't need to play this right now because I know it's not going to be a major game that's going to be talked about on Twitter, so I don't have to worry about seeing it there. And I can just come back and play it, you know, in February or something. And not to mention, it'll be cheaper by then. It'll be like $30-$40.
Right.
So
I'm thinking, like, you might even be able to get, like, a Syndicate on Black Friday, because at that point it'll have been out for over a month. You might be able to get it for, like, $30 then.
Right. Which is kind of a shame. It's like, I feel like I'd want to give them the full $60. But again, Hefe was saying, is that Halo's coming out, and then,
so
you know.
Close, 12 days.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, you know, after that, you still got Tomb Raider and Fallout 4 and... Like, it's just, it kind of really crept up on us real quick because there hasn't really been anything really to play. Like, I've been taking my time with Metal Gear and, oh my god, I have to talk about this game later on. But, yeah. Now I'm starting to realize, okay, I really need to get through this because there's.
I have almost. I gave up. Just so you know, that's an option.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to sure. Metal Gear in a short bit because I want to hear about Fozzie's adventures and Jeff quitting. But
oh,
Tony, what have you been playing?
I've been playing NBA 2K16 more.
Do you have more basketball to tell us about? Because last week it was a lot of cutscenes.
I've actually gotten to the basketball. Although I will say, even though I've gotten to the basketball, there's still a lot of cutscenes.
Oh, no.
They've added to the My Player mode, there's it's not a full length, but it's a good, like, 4 or 5 minute cutscene of the pregame show before every game. You can skip it after a while. It's mostly to cover up the loading screen. But it's basically the pregame show from the NBA on TNT. So it's like Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith.
I watched that.
Yeah, I put a clip on there. It's really cool, actually. They say some cool stuff, and sometimes they talk about your player, or they'll talk about the other players that are in the game, and they say some cool stuff, and they're pretty funny. It's also, thankfully, short. So it's not like the massive Spike Lee cutscenes. But that's cool. I've gotten into actually playing the game now, which is fun. The game is, you know, NBA 2K, so it's basically the same game we played for a while.
It's good basketball.
I did notice, though, for some odd reason, when my player goes to set screens now, and I hit the screen button, even though my player is standing still, if there's a player near him, he'll basically tackle them. Huh. And I'll get a foul, and the other team will get the ball. And it just annoys me. It happened to me 3 times in a row yesterday. So there's probably some, like, tuning issues with the gameplay still. And my player still sucks. I'm working on getting him better. So I'm spending a lot of time passing the ball to other people and getting lots of assists. But it's fun. It's definitely a lot more fun now that I actually get to play. Appreciating it more now.
Okay. Basketball sounds fun.
Basketball is fun.
Anything else?
I also started playing in honor of Halo, Halo 4. Yeah, the campaign.
It's good Halo.
Because I have never played the Halo 4 campaign.
Really?
Oh,
you never played it solo?
Yeah, I never played solo.
Okay.
Well, I never played the campaign. I played through, like, the co-op mission thing.
Spartan Ops,
and I played the multiplayer, but I'd never played the campaign.
Huh.
Dude.
So, you know, in preparation,
the campaign is good, man.
Yeah,
that final level, bro. Have you played the final level yet, bro?
I just started playing the campaign, so no, I have not
played. Final level.
Are you playing it on the 360, or are you playing it through the Master Chief Collection?
I'm playing it through the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
It's also the first time I've actually gotten good usage out of the Master Chief Collection.
It's good. I just deleted that from my hard drive today. I was going to say I'd play with you. Like, I literally just deleted it.
I have a 2 terabyte external now. I don't delete things anymore, so I don't know what that's
You
need to get one of those, Joe.
I don't.
Because one of my news stories could tell you why you need to get one of those.
Dude, I just deleted everything, so I think I might be okay. Wait, maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
Deleted everything to make room.
I don't know your news story. So.
We'll get to it in news. But so you just started it.
Yeah. So I played through the first mission.
Right. Cool. Well, hopefully next week you'll have a more of an update for us on Halo 4, and that'll be right before we go into Halo 5 because
that's right.
It's really, really close.
Well, thankfully the campaign's only, what, 6 hours long? So
I should
be able to finish it before that.
It might be a little longer than that. It's only 8 missions, though, but some of the missions get a little long.
I think it's average, right?
Yeah.
It's average.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a long campaign. Evidently, the Halo 5 campaign is going to be long.
Fuck yes.
Evidently, so is the Call of Duty campaign. I don't know if you guys heard that this week.
A Call of Duty campaign would be long.
Yeah, they're saying 10 to 15 hours, which probably means 4, but...
True.
Yeah, but 343's been saying that the Halo 5 campaign is going to be 15 to 20 hours long. That seems a little long for a first-person shooter for me now, but we'll see. If it's good, I won't mind.
I guess fine, because you can always just play one mission at a time and choose what mission you want. You know what I mean?
That's kind of how I've been playing like Halo with my son. We play a mission at a time and come back, so you don't have to burn out on it.
Yeah.
Jeff, you play anything else?
Not really. I played halfway through Shovel Knight again yesterday, but we don't need to talk about that.
Did you get the Plague Knight DLC?
No, I just replayed the regular base game. Mm. Even though I know it's free, I guess you have to like go into the store and download that separately. So, I just it's still awesome.
Fozzie, tell us about your Metal Gear Saga.
Oh my god, Metal Gear. Okay, I still like it, so let's not get crazy. But this game has been going on for fucking way too long. Okay,
yes.
It's really weird. I don't want to spoil too much here, but, like, I beat the boss, right? Like, I beat the guy that you've been, you know, that
Skull Face or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's dead or whatever it may be. And then I killed the Metal Gear mech thing, whatever. And then it's like, you finished Act 1. Now you're on to Act 2. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on here? Two. So, now... What's happening is, like, they're sprinkling in missions that are new, but they're putting they're reskinning old missions. And okay. It was pretty bad as far as when you're saying it was repetitive,
mm-hmm.
because you would go into, like, the same or like the same areas. But now it's literally the same missions. They're not even trying to, like, hide that fact. And
so
thing that,
you're, like, actually replaying... The exact same mission
exact
over again.
Exact thing, but now there's, like, special things to those missions. For example, they've made it so that it's, like, there's all stealth. Like, you have to do this one mission all stealth. And it's, they catch you. Like, there's no reflex mode. There's nothing. If they even spot you, game over. You have to restart from a checkpoint.
So it's, like, on hard mode.
Yeah, it's on, like, the most extreme difficulty. There's some that's, like, what else is there? There's like extreme modes, so like the fights are just harder. There's some modes where you'll go into a mission, you don't have any of your weapons or anything. So it's like they're just trying to make it last a little bit longer. But I guess what's upsetting to me is that it's almost like the same thing that upset me with Deus Ex, is that if your loadout, if the way that you've been playing is not the way that they demand you play these missions, it kind of fucks with you a little bit. So, like, there's times where I have to wait 30 minutes to develop these weapons because I don't have the certain type of weapons I need to complete this mission.
Right.
And so it just becomes frustrating because, again, you're replaying missions, but you're replaying it to the way that they want you to play it. So it kind of takes away from that freedom that made it so fun before. Not to mention, it's like, now we're getting to 50 missions, you know, and each of these missions are taking, like, hours. I'm at, like, 98 hours. Like, I have not done any side ops since, like mission, like, 35 or so. And it's just, like, insanity. I still don't have all my weapons upgraded. Like, I can't. And the problem is that all these missions are, like, full stealth. So I don't want to pick up any more guys than I have to, like. You just want to get in, get out, get the mission done.
Right. You don't want to get caught. You want to try and do it as quick
exactly.
as possible.
Exactly. Yeah, because, again, because the longer you're fucking around, the more time they have to spot you. So it's just frustrating. It's like they just wanted to, like, all right. I mean, already, if they would have stopped around, like, the mid-30s when you killed everyone, that would have been a pretty solid end right there.
Right.
And the story part afterwards is actually pretty cool. Like, I like Cypher bit, and I've actually been listening to the cassette tapes now. The cassette tapes is pretty much a codec, but it's like non-mandatory now. But
right, and you can be doing other things as you listen.
Exactly.
To the,
so it's, that's nice, but it's to a point where, like, the game, like, I don't see an end right now. Like, I don't want to Google as far as how many missions are left, but, like, I don't see an end because, honestly, they could just rehash everything from here on out, and that would sound insane to me.
What mission are you on?
I'm on, like, 48.
I think you're getting really close.
I feel like I am, too. But, like, now, again, it's just, it's, like, it's full stealth. It's just, it's the worst because, you know, I have, like, the stuff I want. And thankfully, I've been playing good way where, like, everything is upgraded with stealth-wise. So,
right.
So I have a stealth sniper. I have a stealth, like, you know, assault rifle. Everything is, like, you know, suppressor with the stealth aspect. So, I don't know.
Jeff, you quit.
I'm kind of happy I quit now after I heard all that. I was stuck at the same spot I was before. It was just this mission where there was four skulls and they're all snipers.
Right.
I just couldn't get past
that. Oh, I know exactly. Oh, yeah. You couldn't get past that? Okay.
No, I was trying different things and nothing worked. Like, I was, like, calling in fire, like, strikes or whatever on them and, like, using what's-her-name, Quiet, and just, like, she would get killed. And then I would get killed at some point. Like, I got close, like, once or twice. I probably would get past it if I kept trying. But, like, after I tried it a couple times, I was like, I had other games going, and I had Rock Band, and now it's like, I got Yoshi tomorrow, Halo next week, where I'm just like, all right, I'm just...
You're out. You got your time out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's nothing against the game at all. Like, I'm not even mad at that mission. It's just, I don't know, I just got stuck. And I ran out of time, essentially. So
I mean, you got a good chunk of what you got, like 30, 40 hours out of it, right?
Yeah, and I was, you know, it's like that's near like mission 30, so it's pretty deep into the game.
I mean, I'll let you know how it is. Yeah, you're like you're close to the end of what should be the end, right?
So yeah, well, like that. Yeah, so I feel good about it. I don't even want to go into all like, dude. I don't know. You should just give up at that point. Like, what the fuck?
No, I want to finish it, because, again, like Chris said, I feel like I'm close, and it is, like, good, like, it's kind of a mess of a game, and it's not in a good way that makes Metal Gear fun. It's just literally, like, they don't know as far as, like, what they're doing, even. It's like, maybe this is when Kojima was starting to have a fallout. I don't even know the whole thing about that, but...
Well, yeah, I don't think we ever
will. I don't think we'll ever know, yeah.
Right. So
he worked on the mission 30, and the rest was like someone else finishing the game,
or maybe it was just, you know, like Kojima had gotten to this point, and Konami was like, dude, this game needs to go out at some point. We've already put $80 million into it. Wrap it the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, it has gone repetitive. I don't like the fact that dude after like mission 10. Was able to say that because that's bullshit. But if he would have said that like around mission 40 or something, I would have been in full agreement. Because again, it's tougher remapped kind of, not even remapped. It's just a tougher mission. Like even they have the same cutscenes, so it doesn't make sense because they still talk about Skullface like he's still alive. It feels really weird.
Because you're actually redoing the old missions.
Yeah, yeah. They're like Skullface. He's infiltrating this. I'm like, no, dude's dead. Like, and it's weird because it's not like I can skip these. These aren't optional. These are like mandatory missions I have to play to get to the new stuff.
So I kind of spoiled the game for myself.
Okay.
I listened to the Giant Bomb spoiler cast.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it on purpose, but I kind of want to play through it just to see like how it goes, because the twist for the game is pretty cool.
Is it? Okay.
But
the thing, yeah. It's like...
I mean, that's always like... I mean, that's why I'm playing this Metal Gear game, though, right? Like, I like the Metal Gear story, so I want to see that stuff. I did hear this really interesting theory that maybe Metal Gear Solid 5 is not Metal Gear Solid 5. That maybe it's Metal Gear Solid V, as in Venom. And not, because evidently he has said in the past, Kojima has said that there would, he would never use Roman numerals in an actual sequel.
Okay.
So, if like you go by that, like then 5 wouldn't be, you wouldn't denote it by V. It would be Metal Gear V.
Right. I heard that before.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know how true it is, but like I do like that idea that maybe this isn't Metal Gear Solid 5. Maybe there's like some other idea that he had for Metal Gear Solid 5. But this isn't it, so
we'll never see it though.
I also do wonder if maybe this is all just some big gigantic hoax, right? Kojima's always said like I want to get out, and like maybe this is like, hey, you can take a break now. We're just gonna like kind of do this, and at some point they're gonna bring him back, and they're gonna do Metal Gear Solid 5.
I think
they could bring Hader back. Like, could you imagine how crazy that would be?
Right? Wouldn't it be nuts?
And,
like
you
just,
know what?
Just
the more the
gigantic ruse.
Yeah. And it could very well be it, because first off, the game's commercially has been a success.
Yeah.
Correct? I mean, like for sure, it's gotten its money back. So, I mean, it very well may could. May happen.
It's nuts. I mean, it's some like crazy like kind of like I wish thought, but in like the back of my head, like I mean, he's been he's done some crazy stuff in the past, and this would be the biggest one. But
I just think that the fact that like Konami though is kind of like getting out of AAA,
closing up shop on everything.
Konami in general leads me to believe that this is all crazy talk.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it would just be great if it was.
Like I
it's just the biggest ruse.
Yeah. I can see him doing that, but like Konami in general just is like, it's pretty sad what's happened to that company.
It's a shame.
Yeah. I played one other game. I played a little bit of it. Don got me a code for The Escapist: The Walking Dead. I don't know what The Escapist is. I mean, I thought it was a game website. Evidently, that's not what this is. But this is like think if The Walking Dead was like a Nintendo game, like a Nintendo Entertainment System game. So it's pixelated graphics. And it's redoing like iconic scenes from the TV show, not the comic book, which I found weird. I mean, it's like a weird mix. It's like comic book and TV show, but I don't know. So you start off as Rick. You wake up in the hospital, and you kind of got to go through the hospital and escape. It teaches you like the very basics of the crafting system, the combat system. The first level was actually very easy to get through. And the second mission is you are on Herschel's farm. Carl has been shot. You're trying to go through, and that's where it starts to branch off from what the tutorial did. There are tasks that you need to do each day, so it's go in the morning when you wake up, you go to the head count, so you make sure everyone's there, and then you go to breakfast, and then you have some free time to kind of do quests or whatever on the farm. Then it's go and do the laundry, which I found frustrating. Why am I doing laundry in a game? And then
it's
go to lunch. Kind of. And you have like these quests that you can go. It's like, oh, so Glenn wants a drill. Go find a drill. And you have to go and search through drawers and shit so you find a drill. And then he'll give you some money and you can buy an item here or there. I totally broke the game on the second level, though. So right after you kind of go through the tutorial of like how to... like go through all these, you know, the daily routine. The next piece of that quest, where it actually gives you free reign, it's like, hey, like equip all your all the survivors with weapons. So I did that. I ran around, I got weapons, equipped everybody with weapons, and then you're supposed to open up the barn where all the walkers are that Herschel's family's kind of been storing. And they'll slowly chase after you, but they won't leave the barn unless like they see you and chase you. So I was luring like one or two out at a time, and then having my group of survivors kill them until the entire barn was clear. And then I was able to just walk to the end of the level. Like and I got like a bunch of achievements for doing it, because evidently it's like, don't have any of your survivors die, don't have do it in less than 10 days of time. I did it in 2 days of game time, so I kind of broke that aspect of the game. There's like three more levels in the game. I'm gonna try and break them too and see what I can come up with.
There was a game called The Escapist, I think.
Yeah, Don played it, he said, and he said there were some like frustrating aspects of it. And I think I see where he's coming from it with this, because there's like these weird... The inventory management is really poor. The crafting system is kind of like overcomplicated. It's a weird thing. The visual style, though, if you enjoy like, you know, the pixelated stuff, it's pretty cool. Anyway, review of that at some point. So let's do some news here.
News.
Movie news.
Movie news? No, not movie news. Maybe a piece of movie news. A
little bit.
I'm going to talk about a director at some point, but
all right.
Battlefield Hardline, though, goes free in the EA Access Vault.
Thank God.
Yeah. You guys want some Battlefield Hardline?
Waiting a while.
Have you been waiting for that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Go play it. There you go. It's there.
It's free.
To play.
It's free.
It's free. If you have EA Access.
I got play it now.
It's worth free.
It's worth free. I'll pray.
Give it a go. Jeff, this one will interest you.
Oh, no.
The Doom Closed Alpha signups are now open if you bought Wolfenstein.
I tried signing up for it. Like, I had my code within my box.
Uh-huh.
Like, I saw this story. I was, like, doing it. It said, like, it's like, your code has already been redeemed. And I was like, well, maybe I, like, redeemed it for the beta. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, maybe I'll get the alpha. I don't know. But, yeah, huh. I don't know. It didn't work for me. At least if not how I thought it would. So, I just know I better get the beta. Or I'm going to be pissed. Real pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what it, like, when you get in, I'd like to hear what you think of it. Because you were pretty high on it after E3, so.
Want it.
All right.
He's also high on Tony Hawk.
It's true.
I'm still high on Tony Hawk.
He's high on a lot of things.
Speaking of betas, Blizzard's Overwatch goes into public beta on Halo Day.
Halo
October
Day.
27th, so I won't be playing that. I am interested in it, though. I don't know if you guys have been following any of Overwatch, so.
Nah. Heard of it.
Yeah, you won't ever play it, though, because it's a PC game, so. Jeff, Until Dawn, the super massive games guys, they said sales have surpassed their expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking to possibly make a sequel.
I hope they do make a sequel, because I will turn on my PlayStation 4 again for that. Oh, speaking of which, we're actually closer to what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so Friday the 13th. I think this was announced earlier in the year. I think it's the same game. I can't really tell. There's a Friday the 13th game that went up on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds a little bit like Evolve in a way, where, you know, you have, what's it, like six or seven people playing as the survivors or the campers.
Seven camp counselors.
Or the hunted. And one person's playing as Jason. Sounds really, really cool.
Yeah. There was no, like, gameplay footage, but just the ideas behind it sound really cool. It's like, you could just have, like, if you're a camp counselor, you have to, like, survive through the night, you know? So, like, you could, like, and you could also, like, kind of, like, betray your friends. Like, have someone working on something, and then when Jason shows up, you run away, and then he'll get them. You know what I mean?
That sounds awesome.
It's like, yeah, like, all seven of you are essentially on the same team, but, like, you're like, you know, if he could go after them, and I could run away, you know what I mean?
Right, because you're all trying to survive till dawn, right?
You're basically like, out for yourself in the end, yeah. That's, like, the whole thing. It's just you survive till dawn. It sounds really fun, and I guess they said it's only going to be $30, so, like, no matter how that turns out, I'm getting it.
I'm on board with you on that. I don't know if I'm going to support the Kickstarter, but if that game ever comes out, I'm kind of on board with that.
Yeah, sounds really fun.
So, Jeff, what I was telling you earlier about your hard drive and why you might want to get an external drive is Halo 5 Guardians will need up to 60 gigabytes of your Xbox One hard drive.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah, all right. I was wondering if that's what you were referring to. I saw that. So that's why I started to clear it up. I deleted Halo Collection, et cetera.
Yeah, that's a massive amount of space.
Well, I need all the space I can get right now because I got that and then Tomb Raider and Fallout. So.
Though I think if you look at the Master Chief Collection with all the updates, it might be up around 80 some gigs at this point, which is
nuts. I think mine, when I deleted it, said it was 70.
Okay, so yeah, it's up there.
Pretty big. And then, well, that did not include, though, the 8 gigs for ODST. So.
Okay. So did you get ODST or?
I guess not, because it had it like in a separate file and it was saying like, do you want to download this? And I just deleted that too, I think.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably could have downloaded it, but whatever. Yeah, that's a lot of space though. So.
Yeah. So, which is gonna be quickly replaced. Sucks.
Star Citizen, guys.
Heyo.
Star Citizen.
That's a joke. That's all you need.
That's a game.
Just say Star Citizen.
That's it. That's all I had to say. I just call it at that. They announced where all their money went.
I've seen lots of videos of people like speaking. It's great.
Gary Oldman, Gillian Anderson, Mark Strong, Mark Hamill, John Rhys-Davies, Andy Serkis, and a bunch of other people. They are the voice acting cast for Star Citizen.
Oh wow, really?
That's a pretty strong list of people.
Could you imagine pitching to Gary Oldman like a fucking video game? Like,
right?
Not even like one that anyone would fucking know, but it's like, hey, we're going to give you $1 million, by the way, for a couple weeks of studio work.
I mean, okay. Mark Hamill signed that, like, I mean, Mark Hamill won.
Oh yeah, he's done in the past.
He's worked with these, not specifically the Star Citizen people, but Chris Roberts, who is kind of like in charge of Star Citizen. He's worked with him before on the Wing Commander game. So,
sure.
John Rhys-Davies as well, but like, some of these other names, like Gary Oldman, Andy Serkis, like, these are pretty big names. Gillian Anderson. It's nuts. And I bet that's where a lot of that $100 million went.
Sure.
So, Jeff, you mentioned Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or today. I'll get it. I guess if you want the really big Yarn Yoshi amiibo. The Mega Yarn Yoshi. It's only available at Toys R Us.
I heard that. Oh, I don't have
one there.
Comes out November 15th for $40.
I could do that. I've spent money on worse things.
It looks really cool.
I have the blue one. I still haven't taken it out of the box yet. I don't know if
I'm winning. Blue one?
Yeah.
It's like a mega one? Like a big one?
It's big.
No,
one,
no,
yeah.
No. It's
well, no, the,
not the,
the
one I have.
The big one is coming. It's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
So you have a blue Yoshi and
small guy. Yeah. But the mega one was awesome. And for only $40, that's not really that much. Like, honestly, compared to...
If it's well put together, it's probably fine.
The little Yoshi's a yarn too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Does one come with the game, or is like you have to buy like a special version of it?
I think I read that it comes with it.
Okay.
I think the game's only $50 too.
That's not bad.
Oh man, it's in store only.
Yeah.
I don't have a car to do things like drive places. Well, it was a dream. Dream is dead.
I guess the first trailer for Ratchet and Clank, the movie came out. Did you get any of you guys watch it?
No. I still want the game, though, so bad.
Very, very excited for the game. Last piece of news I have here is, I told you I'd talk about a director, Jeff. Guillermo del Toro, of Pacific Rim, and this weekend, I believe it's this weekend, Crimson Peak, some other horror films, too. He was, you know, tied to Hideo Kojima, on Silent Hills. He commented on the game's cancellation, said it makes no fucking sense at all.
Yeah, he keeps talking and ripping our hearts open all over again.
I don't know where a guy who just had his sequel to Pacific Rim kind of shelved by Warner Brothers comes off saying that canceling this game makes no sense, but I did some digging today on, like, Silent Hill, kind of, like, how successful it's been. It's not been very successful.
I would imagine the first two probably were okay. Like, did better than expected.
I don't know what was expected. Like, you can fit all of Silent Hill's, all of their games, you can fit them into the sales of Resident Evil 1 and 2.
Like, there you go.
The entirety of Silent Hill, like from Silent Hill 1 to the shitty PS Vita game that came out like 2 years ago, and everything in between, you could take all their sales, and they don't amount to what Resident Evil 1 and 2 did on the PlayStation 1.
That's not to say, though, that this game couldn't have been a huge hit. Like, it could have. It seemed different. But,
well, but we don't know what Silent Hills was going to be. We just know what PT was.
Yeah.
We don't know if Silent Hills was going to be that type of game.
No, we don't.
Because, I mean, if you're going to sign Norman Reedus to be, like, the main character in your game, you're not just going to use his voice, you're going to use his likeness. So it's going to be a third-person game, which PT was a first-person game. I don't know. I just think it's a little funny that a guy who... he works in the movie industry. He knows how these things work. Comes off saying that, like, it makes no sense for a company that looks like they're clearing out of making games for them to cancel something that was probably going to cost them a shit ton of money. Because Kojima doesn't make games cheap.
No. Yeah.
And, I mean, at least Metal Gear makes that money back. We don't know if Silent Hills was ever going to make that money back. It was probably a risk they weren't willing to take.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Hey, did we ever talk about the retro video game system on the show?
No. The one that had the Kickstarter and that got canceled. Yeah. And
it's like old news now, but I just was thinking about it. Like, that's hilarious, dude.
The one that was good. It wasn't even going to be a retro. It was going to be a modern console that used cartridges, right?
I'm pretty sure I heard the creator of it, like the guy that wanted to do it, on a podcast a couple months ago, and he was like talking to everyone on the podcast, and they're like, yeah, that sounds really good. And the whole time I'm like, no, it doesn't. Like, why would you do that? That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, so it was like a brand new system that would play cartridge-based games. Like, he wanted these developers to put like Angry Birds and stuff on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Shovel Knight on a cartridge or something.
Yeah. Like anyone would fucking give a shit and do this. And the whole idea was that, like, it would be bug-free games because, like, they're on cartridges. It's like,
did he ever play cartridge games, though?
Right?
Like, because cartridge games were buggy.
Yeah.
We just learned to play with the bugs because they could never be fixed.
I mean, I get where he's coming from in a way because, like, I think games even two generations ago got a little more polished before they were thrown out. Like, you would not throw Tony Hawk out broken like that out of the market and then fix it as you go along, shit like that. But there were still broken games, like, regardless.
Yeah, like, I mean, but that also kind of points at Tony Hawk at this point too, right? Like, Activision has no respect for the series anymore, so they did shit it out.
But it's like, alright, this is like why it's so dumb. Another reason why it's really dumb is because, like, why would you want Shovel Knight on a cartridge? Like, yeah, I get it, that's cool. But any DLC they come out with for that, like, you can't get it. It's not on the cartridge. Like,
you have to buy a new cartridge.
Yeah, it's so stupid, dude. Like, I don't know, it was the dumbest idea ever, and I'm happy it, like, failed. It's like,
did, I guess they had bought, or came into,
they had Jaguar.
Possession of the Jaguar, like, the old Jaguar shells. So, I mean, that's, that in itself is kind of cool, but, yeah, the concept, I don't know, sound a little wonky.
I don't get it, like, I like retro games, like, but, like, there's no point to get a game like that now in that form. For what reason, you know?
Right. So you'll be playing Yoshi's Woolly World. Does anything else come out next week?
No, you gotta get Yoshi.
It's still a week out from Halo, although all the Halo stuff comes out next week.
I already see people, like, playing Halo, and it makes me mad. I want it. I want to play.
I do, no, too. You can play Halo. You can play
Halo
4 with...
we can play all together.
You play Halo 4 with Tony.
Right. Except you can't, because you deleted Master Chief Collection.
True. And you'd have to, like, download it for 17 days. So
why would you delete that? It's like...
All
there's
the
so
Halos.
Much content on that. It's just silly.
I do... I did get my... it came in last week. My... I think it came in on Friday. My new Xbox One controller, the Spartan Lock controller. It's nice.
Okay.
Blue D-pad.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Built-in rechargeable battery? Huh?
No.
No? I thought that was standard now.
No. I didn't know that that was.
It's crazy now.
I thought they came out with a new controller that had
that
built-in. That
thing is nice.
Oh, is
like
that the $150 one?
No, I thought, like... I thought they were removing, like, not removing, but replacing the old ones that had the double A's with a built-in.
I hadn't heard that. They did replace, so you now have a, like, straight-up jack for
that's
headphones.
Nice.
Yeah,
like, instead of,
that's
instead
awesome.
Of the weird, I mean, you could still use the weird proprietary headset, but it, like, I can just plug my
Apparently,
AirPods directly in.
Yeah.
You could buy this already used on Amazon for $56 instead of $68.
the Spartan Lock.
How the hell is it used already? It's how long has it been out?
Right, it's only been out. I think it launched last week, the 7th, so hasn't been out that long.
Well, and I would probably go used.
I mean, but you won't get the awesome game add-on download from the Xbox store that includes... I don't even know what it includes. I don't care.
Ooh, DLC. I kind of like the fact that it has, like, the color triangles underneath the...
Yeah, it's really neat. It's not... I mean, it's... I guess it's themed slightly after Spartan Lock, but it has all the, like, the call sign images on the side of his team. And I guess if you get the Master Chief one, it has all the call sign of Team Blue. Squad Blue or whatever it is. Blue Squad. I have not watched any of the trailers, though, so I know zero, really, about going into this outside of what you might catch on TV. So, the Spartan Lock Master Chief crap that where they're, like, killing each other. Going in blind as I can be. Alright. We'll be back next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
To talk about
Yoshi.
Talk about little dinosaurs. Jeff, are you still playing Mario Maker?
Not a lot.
No.
It might jump off my list. Because the more I think about it, it's like, you know
fuck
what?
Fuck that game. I
no,
wasted $60.
Really?
Wow. Whoa. Did you even talk about that you played this game on the show?
Oh, I played it.
Did we talk about this?
No, we did not.
I don't think we talked about Fozzie.
Well, I bought it like 2 or 3 days ago, so.
Oh, he's already turned south on it.
Wow.
That was quick.
No, actually, okay, the reason I bought it is because this will be a game that I'm not going to get 30 hours in the first couple months in, but I will over like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
okay. You keep coming back to it over time.
Exactly. I can have some friends over. I'm going to be like, hey, let's just do a Mario level or something. Let's just create one, like something really stupid.
So, or do like a 100 Mario challenge, like just play random.
Yeah. And the difference between the easy and normal ones is disgustingly hard. Those normal ones are not easy at all. Like, they're not normal. They're difficult.
Try the expert ones, dude. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, no. Fuck those games. Fuck that one. But what really upsets me is the fact that, like I was talking to you about, is that Nintendo still does not have a grip on anything. It just, they don't. Like, the fact that I have to go and favorite someone that's on my friends list's level without it just automatically just having that there is absurd.
Yeah, it is.
We are creatures of comfort in the 21st century. We do not like looking more than 2 minutes for this shit.
When you shouldn't have to, because you're already friends with that person.
Yeah,
Little Big Planet.
It should be a filter. Like your friends. Your friends.
Right, exactly. Right. Little Big Planet, I'm pretty sure, had that. I mean, it's just, I just don't see why they continue to make this just such a. Why do they always just make it difficult? Why can't it just be a smooth transition?
I don't think that. And it's not just Nintendo either. I really don't think the Japanese companies get the internet the way it's used outside of Japan. I mean,
they seem
to use it very differently, and their gameplay is handled very differently. So
maybe they don't like listen to like Western reviews at all. But I'm sure that some major website out there has brought that to their attention. It's the fact that this is a game that's specifically made to like play with friends or play other friends' games. So. I mean, just by common sense, they should have been like, well, maybe we should make it, you know, easy to...
Like, so if I get this game, what I would need to do is, like, you and Jeff would both have to send me one of your levels.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's a way to, type it in.
Okay, like, so you'd have to send me a code for one of your levels, and then I could follow you guys...
Based off of that, you get a heart to create,
and after that, it's smooth sailing. But the fact that that's even like an issue at the get go, it just turns me off so much. But again, this is a game that I'll be able to play. I'm going to stash it, and because it's Nintendo, it's not like it's going to be any cheaper 5 months from now.
No.
So I'm just going to stash it, and I'm going to play it as I see fit.
Yeah, I don't think you'll feel ripped off overall. But
right. In the long run, I won't. But short term,
the more I played it, it's what I said before I went into it was like, I'd rather have Nintendo design levels for me. Like,
right.
I'd rather play even through like a 2D Mario game, even though I'm so sick of them, than the levels I play in this. But sure, I do think it's a cool game on its own.
And to be fair, there is something fun about playing. Play like the old school games, right? And like on your like, I play on my bed with the gamepad. So there's something nice about being able to just lie down and be like, oh yeah, old school gaming. Like this is pretty nice.
Yeah, I play that game while watching TV all the time. So,
I'm on the fence.
TV plus game at the same time. That's
I mean,
a good
you
one.
Have kids. I feel like with you and your kids, like you would. This is like designed for that. Like
create levels for them to play.
Exactly, and like a family night. Like this is a great family night because levels made in as little as 30 minutes or a couple hours long. But if I want to play my friends' levels, it's
just a hassle.
Night. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will come back next week and bitch about Nintendo.
Yoshi!
Yoshi!
Does Yoshi talk?
In all
he does. He says that, Yoshi!
He does.
Doesn't he? Yep. I'm going to say, yeah.
And then he, like, you know, he'll do, like, a little hum or something.
Like, quiet.
You know what? I did not know that that was her humming until I heard the cassette tape. I was like, is this like some African music that they're listening to? Like, why is it always blaring?
No, it's the way she communicates with you.
Who decided that was a good gameplay idea? Like, fucking just like this. So it's not even like, it's not different. It's like every 10 seconds is the same.
She's updating you that she's either moving or she's doing, or like there's somebody in. It's kind of like the dog barking, I guess.
Oh, well, I thought it meant that it was idle. Like she's just like waiting for you to do something.
That's what I got from it.
I guess you guys haven't gotten to the
point. Of course not, Jeff. I know what you got.
Where they explain why she doesn't talk.
No, I've gotten there.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, but. Yeah, I just thought that.
It was something else.
No, I honestly, every time I went to an outpost, like I would hear it, and then it would go silent for a bit. I'm like, oh, I must have like shut down their electronics. Then I listened to the cassette tape that specifically said quiet humming. Motherfucker.
Metal Gear. Tony should play it.
Yeah.
He's running out of time though.
Yeah. Well. It's still, I'm just going to say this, it's still a top 5 game for me.
Me too.
I still am having fun with it. But, again, there are issues. It's one of those things where it's like, how the fuck does this get like 10 out of 10s or like 5 out of 5s? It boggles my mind. Because, unless they didn't play it all the way through, and I'm kind of glad I did, because remember when I was taking over the review, and I was like, yeah, I can just do it now.
Right.
But at that point, I would have given it a much higher score than I would have now. But again, that could change with that twist. Like,
right.
So I mean, there's a couple different factors there. So we'll see.
So all right, I'm definitely interested to see how you progress with that. I'm gonna keep playing it. And we're really close to Fallout. Just gonna dominate our time along with Halo and Tomb Raider.
A lot of just not short games at all coming out.
You're right. We are probably 2 months away from when we sit down and start talking about Game of the Year, and we have a lot of game.
So we're going to need to start like convincing each other as far as being like, listen, this is what I want to put out there for like Game of the Year, and like if everyone is getting it, we should like do a priority towards that or something like that, you know? Because again, we're not going to be able to beat Tomb Raider, Halo, and Fallout 4. So
I'm gonna say right now, everyone has to play Tomb Raider. Like everyone has to play through Tomb Raider.
Okay, I'll get it.
At least play it. I wouldn't say play through it. Like, I mean, because well, like
he's
like,
just won almost out of all of them. I think.
Oh, they're saying probably. That's a 25-30 hour game though.
Yeah, so it's probably like 12 hours.
Right. You know, just like Call of Duty is not gonna be.
It's always
hours
like a
long.
Fraction of what they say.
Yeah, well, it's like,
yeah, that's including that, all the side missions.
Yeah, I feel that they play it on like the hardest difficulty as well. Like that's how they come up with their average play time. We probably should definitely come up with like a list of at least like a game from each of us that are like, hey, you guys should definitely play this because we're gonna be talking about it. And that'll give Don at least some time to like schedule his GameFly to get the game in, or go to Redbox and
Tony Hawk all the way, baby.
No,
that happened. Don't
no,
worry
we
about
think
it.
No because we. I am gonna be publishing your review. We're giving it a 2.
I would. Okay, whatever.
Would you go lower?
Yeah. Well. I would rewrite my own review. That's what I said. I don't like the review.
Yeah, I mean, you but said you were having negative. Fun with it. Like, there was a lot of times where you said you were having fun with it. If you had said, I am not having fun with this game, it's a shit show.
Yeah.
It's like, there are points in that review where you basically call it a shit show, but you do state that you're having fun with it, so.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I wish I rewrote the review, though, but I have the same sentiments about it, but I wish I could have, like, cleaned it all up, but I was like, I'm not going to put any more effort into this, because they clearly didn't, so fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. I put more effort into your review than they did.
Right.
There you go. And actually, you probably ended up giving them a better review than what they would have gotten anyway. a happier review, at least. All right. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Good night.